Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kevin Hart, he went a little too far. He's now in a wheelchair because he was trying to outrun an ex-NFL player. If you don't know who Kevin Hart is, Kevin Hart is A, hysterical, but B, he's kind of best known for being on the shorter side. He's got some short little legs, and I guess
he's so cute with his short little legs.
So cute. He has this one stand-up special. Oh my God, it's so funny. He's like sitting on a bar stool, and he's talking about like, you can't take a grown man seriously when you're swinging your legs on a bar stool, and he's like, he can't even touch the floor. That's how short he is.
I can tell you this, just as a sidebar, as a short guy myself, he and I are the same height.
No, he's 2 inches shorter than you.
He is?
He's 5'2".
I will dunk
is
over
he?
His ass.
He's 5'2"?
According to the internets, how tall is Kevin Hart? It says 5'2".
Okay, well, if the internet's calling him 5'2", he's 5'4". But really, is there a lot of difference? Anyway, he was joking about the bar stool. I can tell you that one of the most insecure times for any short guy is sitting on a bar stool and talking to like a new woman that comes up to you and you guys are having conversation. When you have to get off of that bar stool and go to the bathroom.
A little hop.
Yeah, it's not only the hop, but now she's going to see how tall you really are. Yeah. It is the most insecure 30 seconds. It was always the most insecure 30 seconds of my life.
All right. According to his IMDb page, Kevin Hart is 5'2.5" tall.
Damn.
Despite Kevin tweeting in 2018 that he was still growing.
So am I, Kevin. Yeah,
wait on it, baby.
We are waiting on that growth spurt.
Yes, sir.
And finally reached 5'5".
Oh, is that right? The last couple of years, huh?
Okay. Uh-huh. So now he's taller than me. Well, he was feeling real good about himself because he was talking to one of his friends who's an ex-NFL player, and he's like, you know what? I think I could beat you in a 40-yard dash.
Me and Steven, we got into a little debate. This debate was based off of who was faster. Those that know me know I'm pretty fast. Steven said, Kev, ain't no way you're going to beat me. Steven is an ex-NFL running back, played for the New England Patriots. Very good guy. I said, Steve, you can bet it. He said, bet. I said, bet. We get out there, we go run the 40-yard dash. 40-yard dash.
You idiot.
Guys, I blew all my tore my lower abdomen. My abductors are torn. I don't even know what that is, but I tore them. I tore those two. I can't walk. Sit my ass down. This is 44.
So he's going to humble you.
He's in a wheelchair because of that?
Yeah.
So the adductors or abductors, so that muscle in your, like your thighs, that allow your legs to either close or open. So if those are ripped, he can't like, he basically can't walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not doing no 40s once I'm 40. That's it. You got to just know your check engine light is on. Sit down. Okay? Come on, man.
On the bright side, he won't be stepping down from any bar stools anytime soon, so he can save himself the 30 seconds of embarrassment.
There will come a time in everybody's life, like if you were athletic when you were younger, where you will have this defining moment where you're like, I'm just not that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had to give up running marathons. So my mom is super fit. If you see her, she literally looks like the incredible Hulk, but she's like 5'4" and like a woman from the suburbs. And last year she wanted to run this marathon in Big Sur, which if you don't know Big Sur, it's like super mountainous. And I watched her coming from across like the end of the marathon line, and she literally just goes, I'm never doing that again. Like, I'm surprised you did it once.
I realized that not too long ago my niece and nephew wanted to race. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at him and go,
and Kiki doesn't run.
Smart.
I'm like, yeah, it's just, it's not going to end well.
Eliza loves those little trampoline parks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Never again.
It's an injury waiting to happen.
Never again.
Okay, Zendaya, she's talking about having to navigate, you know, being super famous and, you know, Zendaya, like the goddess that she is, but also having to navigate having a relationship in the public eye. She was in the middle of this interview where she was talking about, like, having to take her dog out. And she's like, you know what? I just need to take him out for a little poo. And then she's sitting there like, I don't know if I can do that because I'm going to get noticed. And she's talking about how hard it is to be like, I just want to do this very normal thing. You know, I'm here with my boyfriend in Venice, Italy. I've got my dog with me and I just want to take him out. But if the paparazzi gets a photo of me picking up my dog's poo, I don't know if I can live this down. Right. But she's like, you know what? I can choose what I can share about my life, but I have no control about paparazzi. If it happens, it happens. But, you know, that's what, if you're going to be Zendaya and you're going to look as beautiful and be as talented as she is, this is the downside of that.
I would trade, yes, to not have to pick up my dog's poop to have her closet. I'm okay with that.
Seems like a fair trade.
It's a totally fair trade.
Her closet, her body, her face, even her boyfriend, Tom Holland. I know he's a shorter guy, but that man's is fine. And he's Spider-Man. So, you know, he's got a little bit of riz on him. Okay, did this TikTok trend go a little too far? I'll tell you why animal rights activists are coming for Swifties on your next Evas on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.